There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Snowden said previously was absolutely true. And that is that they are, the NSA is vacuuming up all kinds of personal information. Photos, chat transcripts, emails that are about you. About all kinds of Americans. And people around the world as well. And they, of course, have denied this all along, claiming ultimately that, we're only collecting metadata, you know, like details about who you're calling and that kind of thing. No, they're collecting more than that. And now the proof is out there. The Washington Post has put up a bunch of photos to prove it, you know, that they got from Edward Snowden, that he got from the NSA, that they got from you. And so if you believed the claims of the NSA to the contrary, well, now those have been proven to be lies as well. So the NSA has been proven to have lied and lied and then lied more and more further. So how much more proof do you need if you're an NSA supporter? If you're somebody who thinks that the NSA is an upstanding agency that is necessary to protecting the nation or whatever, how many more lies do they have to be caught in order for you to change your mind about that? If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think I mentioned that we have Skype. You can do Skype. In fact, you'll sound a lot better usually if you're on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And King Mark the First.
We go to Chris. He's in Lebanon, Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Yes, I was just calling to say, you know, I agree with how Snowden released the information. I believe it's important that we as American citizens actually know what is being done to our personal information. We need to know everything. Basically, my taxes pay their bills, pay their paychecks, and I believe that nothing should be hidden from us, especially when they're basically spying on, you know, everyday normal innocent people.
So what you're saying is that you pay taxes, and so you feel as though you should have access to this information, that transparency is a really important thing, right?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they call this a democracy. But there are people argue about whether it's a republic or democracy, but basically these terms mean the same thing anyway. They call this a democracy, and you certainly are supposed to vote with some level of intelligence, right? Well, how can you have intelligence if you aren't getting information out of your government? If the stuff that we've been told in school, and I don't believe it anymore, but if the stuff is true that, well, we are the government, then we need to have this information. So what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that we have a true democracy anymore. The government basically controls us, tells us how to do things, what we can and can't do. I mean, anything from smoking bans to, you know, raising taxes that, you know, I didn't vote to happen, that I don't want to happen. I mean, I think they are controlling, you know, the American people by really just forcing everything on them, no matter what they want.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Chris, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. That's what the government does best, is they force what they want on you, and they force you to do the things that they want you to do, and they force you to not do the things that they don't want you to do. It doesn't matter if the things that you want to do don't actually harm anybody else. They'll go ahead and force you into their system anyway. I was actually at the Keene Police Department today and had a pleasant conversation with one of their officers. It was Chalk the Police Day, by the way, and it still is. It's a national event put on by copblock.org, and here in Keene, this is, I think, our third year doing it. We actually, I think, missed it last year here on accident, but we've done it a few different years here in Keene, and today we went out and chalked Central Square, and then we went and chalked sort of police accountability messages, or what we're chalking, so like badges don't grant extra rights, DEA go away, those kind of things, and went to the state police troop barracks here in Keene for the first time and chalked there. And then also, there's pictures and videos. I just haven't had a chance to put any of them over at freekeene.com. And then finally, at the end of the day, we went to the Keene Police Department, where we have chalked in the past, went inside with a box of chalk. Chris Cantwell was there, and we offered the chalk to the Keene Police to come out and join us in Chalk the Police Day. Unfortunately, they declined to participate.
Not interested, huh?
But one officer did come out who was in a conversational mood, and we had a nice discussion about just, you know, the police and activism and, you know, what they do for a job, and the parts with which we disagree and the parts that we support, right? Because I'm not against the fact that the police exist. I'm not against the idea of protection services, but I am against the idea of a monopoly protection service that is protecting me from myself in a way I don't want them to, right? Like, I do not hire the police to stop me from smoking cannabis, for instance. It's my body. I should be able to do what I want with it. But they don't necessarily respect that. We also talked with them specifically about harassing college students. Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, is a college town. And all year long, while college is in session, every single weekend, the police are down in the college neighborhood. They're stopping college students who are simply walking down the street with a can of beer or some sort of bottle of questionable fluid walking down the street. That's all they're doing. They're going from one party house to another party house, and they're going to drink at the other location, and they just were drinking at the first location, and so why not? Why shouldn't they be able to walk from one point to another with said drink in their hands? That will get them arrested.
I can tell you I'm glad I don't live next to those party houses.
Sure, you don't.
As I've, you know, at one
I don't
point,
either.
I lived relatively close to a place where some college students lived, and they seemed to have a proclivity to partying, and, you know, wasn't much fun.
No, I heard you, and you should be aware of that when you're buying a house. You don't want to necessarily buy one next door to the college neighborhood.
Hard to know who, you know, your neighbors are at any given time.
If you're living near the college, you can presume there's going to be some college students around. That's not hard to figure out.
Yep.
But all that has nothing to do, Mark, with whether or not people are going to have a drink at, you know, college age, has, and whether or not they're bad neighbors or whatever, has nothing whatsoever to do with the open container ordinance. Right, because there are cities that don't have this. Savannah, Georgia, I believe, is one of them, where you can be
New
in
Orleans, Paradise, Nevada.
Is New Orleans open container all year round?
I don't know the specifics all year round, but I believe it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. Well, obviously, that's during Mardi Gras or whatever. But so some places have open container, and it's not the end of the world. But we were, you know, having this conversation with Officer of the Keene Police Department, sort of about, look, you know, we support liberty-minded folks, support the police when they're doing something good. Like when the college students flip over a car during some riots, which have happened here in Keene after the Pumpkin Festival or during the Pumpkin Festival. That made international headlines in 2014 when that happened. Or after the Red Sox won. Somebody got their car flipped after the Red Sox won. So, you know, you don't know what's necessarily going to spark this, but apparently sports wins do it.
We win. And let's flip over a car.
Yeah. And so, you know, we were talking to him, like, look, you guys did the right thing in that case. You went after somebody who caused some damage to someone's property. That is something that a liberty-minded person, a libertarian or a voluntarist, that's something they support the police doing. Now, while we may disagree about having a monopoly protection force, like, I might want to have it open to competition where I could actually choose a protection agency and get into a contract with that agency. That would be nice. That's more of a voluntarist vision for the future. In the meantime, we have this monopoly group, and that's what we've got. So we've got to use them. If you want protection services and you can't afford to hire your own private protection agency for 24-hour service or whatever, then you have to go with the one you're already paying for, which is the monopoly system. And so, therefore, you know, I think it's important to praise the police when they do the right thing.
I live in a town that doesn't have police at all. You know, I mean, Basically people... basically,
you can walk down Main Street and open carry and open container, right?
I can't open carry, but people could open carry. And... you know, that would go however that went. But, you know, maybe the selectmen would say something to you if they happen to see you or something like that. But mainly the town polices itself. If you try to do a burglary in my town, you're probably not going to survive the experience.
So whether you want to talk about Chalk the police in general, Edward Snowden, whatever's on your mind goes, we'll talk about the smoking ban. It may be getting worse soon in New York City. 855 450 free.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. And you can do that toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Edward Snowden has been on the table for discussion. Still to come tonight when we get the chance. Mark, you're going to tell us about a proposal. And I don't normally like talking about proposed laws because a lot of times they don't go anywhere. You know, somebody proposes them, there's pushback against it, and it gets taken off the table. But when it comes to the smoking bans of America, a lot of times those proposals go through. And this is a proposal that sounds very concerning, and you're going to tell us more about that, Mark. But first, we're going to go to your calls because you can bring up what you want here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And prepare yourselves if you don't yet have Skype installed. Maybe you've been thinking about it. And look, I'm not going to bat for Microsoft. Skype is not a sponsor of Free Talk Live, okay, just to clarify here. It's just that's what people use, so we've chosen Skype as sort of our alternative to the phones. We're going to do an experimental show on Monday night here on Free Talk Live where we will only take phone calls on Skype. We'll only take Skype calls, so if you want to participate on Monday, you need to have Skype installed, you know, by the start of the show. That would be helpful. That way you get all your bugs ironed out. Skype has that handy echo test service, so you install Skype on your smartphone, your tablet, or your PC, or Mac, or whatever. And then connect to that echo test, make sure everything's working, and you'll be good to go. Oh, yeah, don't forget to add lrn.fm to your contacts list that we can call on Monday night during the experimental show. I like to do a little experimenting here on the air sometimes. And, of course, Skype is available for you right now at username lrn.fm. Let's continue here with your calls. First, we'll go to Mona, listening in Virginia Beach. Mona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, good evening. This is the first time I've ever listened to your show. I don't usually listen on Saturdays and just happened to have it on while I was driving home from the hospital and just wanted
Sorry for the shock.
Yeah, it was a bit. I just wanted to clarify something about the discussion you were just having about the chalking, I think you called it, with the police department.
Yeah, Chalk the Police Day by copblock.org.
Okay. I had never heard of it before. It's an interesting concept, but a couple things that you had said, I just wanted to clarify, because it sounded like you are against certain things that you feel like that are in play right now that don't bother, in your mind, don't bother anybody, therefore the police shouldn't get involved in. I'm just wanting to find out, are you saying that they should pick and choose which laws they're supposed to enforce?
Yes, absolutely, and that's what a good human being would do. Don't you agree?
No, that's not what a police officer is hired for.
No, I asked you what a good human being would do.
If a human being doesn't like a law, a human being should get active politically to change the law.
Police are human beings, right?
You know who laws are written by, right?
Yes, but they're in, as
politicians.
A police officer,
you know that's synonymous with a liar and a thief, right?
Yeah. But,
well, that's the problem, is that we've got a group of people that get paid to enforce stuff written down on pieces of paper by liars and thieves.
Yeah, I'd rather have the police protect me from those liars and thieves and tell those politicians to go shove it.
But instead you'd want them thrown under the bus like all the ones in Baltimore.
What are you talking about?
The police that were doing their job and got in trouble.
The cops that basically allegedly killed a man because of how they treated him in the back of their van? Are you talking about that incident?
Six cops that are being charged for somebody not being restrained, six of them? I don't think so. And it was also done before it was investigated. But anyway, I don't think it's a good idea to give.
What does that have to do with the police harassing college students for having a open container of alcohol on the streets?
Is there a law saying that they're not supposed to have it?
There is an ordinance, yes.
Okay. Well, then they're just enforcing the law. Then the law needs to be changed by the people that live in the town.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So prior to this idea that the law is the law.
Everybody's going to choose which laws they're going to follow, and then we're
Western civilization will crumble, right? Like, Western civilization will crumble if police officers don't enforce every law. Well, for one, police handbooks often say that they have discretion, and they use discretion in their jobs. But
in the founding document of King Police.
Let's take this to an extreme here. There was a law in this country at one point that black people couldn't escape their slavery and try to run away to Canada for safety.
I'm not going to talk about something that's 150 years old.
But it is a concept. Okay, fine. You want to talk about laws again?
I don't have the wherewithal to put myself in that period of time, which is what you would have to do in order to say what was going on at that time. And
I don't think you do. I think you can say that good people disobey bad laws, and that is a fair thing to say. And if you're going to make a blanket statement that police officers should enforce the law every issue, every time, I don't believe that. And police departments don't believe that. That's why they write down in their documents that police officers have discretion.
The officer today told me specifically that he has looked the other way a number of times when encountering college students with alcohol.
And I'm sure that also that they give people warnings. Yes, I know that. But what you're saying is that you don't agree with them following the code or the law that's enforced. I'm saying to say that blanketly across the board is a dangerous thing to do.
Well, let me ask you this. So here's a news story from today that I got. It's from the Free Thought Project. It says police department, it's in actually Massachusetts, they were caught giving preference to job candidates who said they wouldn't arrest fellow cops. What do you think about police officers that don't arrest other cops? And have you ever seen a police officer pull over a police officer?
I don't know. I'm assuming if they pull one over that they're off duty, so how would I know if they're a police officer?
No, I'm talking about on duty. You don't think the police officers roll through stop signs on duty?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm telling you they do. The studio's right here next to a sign.
I don't roll for stop signs, and I'm out in the country, and I don't roll for them when there's nobody around. It's a stop sign.
You are
right
out
now.
Of your mind.
Well,
why would you come to a complete stop at a stop sign when there's no one around out in the middle of a country?
Because there's no fine print that says unless nobody's around.
You are just that obedient. Have you ever sped before?
No, that's a yield sign. That's a yield sign. That's the only way you can try to minimize.
You live your life by all the signs, huh? Whatever the signs say is what you do?
No, I believe that we are a country of rules, and they're there for a reason. If you don't like
but
them,
that's the deadly belief, though. This is the deadly belief. You believe that we need to follow rules written down by liars and thieves and enforced by people that don't have to follow them.
Crazy. Thanks, Mona, for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everybody,
if a police officer here, a police officer right now who's listening to the show, if you have ever pulled over another police officer either in or out of a car and given them a ticket, I'd like to hear out of a police car. I'd like to hear the story. I just want to hear it because I think that this happens very rarely, especially if police are in police cars. I have seen one instance, and that police officer was working for a different department, and he was going 120 miles an hour.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the police, Edward Snowden, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can join us here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. Plus, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire
entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about the police and holding them accountable, or Edward Snowden, you may do so, or whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, hence the name Free Talk Live. You are free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're live 7 nights a week, 855-450-FREE. Skype in at username lrn.fm, as we will continue here with your calls in just a moment. I do want to let you know about how you can, this is for real, save 20, 25%, maybe even more on anything you want to buy at Amazon. You know Amazon. They're like the world's largest shopping website out there. I think I feel pretty comfortable saying they're the largest one. I don't think they're rivaled. I don't think they're rivaled by anybody. I mean, Walmart's big, but Amazon is a monster. And they've got great deals. You already know they've got awesome prices and a huge selection at Amazon. What if you could save another 25%? What if you could do it by paying with Bitcoin? Because that's the way you're going to have to do it if you want to save 25%. Go to purse.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. When you sign up through purse.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of any of the purchases you make via Purse through Bitcoin. You will save, the headphones I'm wearing, I just got them this week through Purse, 29% off. Now, the first time you join Purse, there's a limit, I think, of 15% as your maximum. Once you get through that and get a positive review from somebody, then it opens up, I think, up to like 50% or something like that. Now, it's unlikely you're going to get 50% off.
It's more of a bidding situation.
Yeah, you're sort of entering into a bidding situation without getting into detail on how the site works. It works, and it works well. Please go to purse.freetalklive.com. If you've been looking for a reason to get Bitcoin, this is it. If you've got Bitcoin and you're looking for a reason to spend it, or you've been wondering why you should spend Bitcoin as opposed to saving it, this is the reason. purse.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Let's start with Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you, my
welcome.
Cannibal fiend. You know, you guys were awful hard on Mona. And talking about the cops' discretion, you know, I've been the beneficiary, of a couple of times when I probably should have gotten a ticket. And the cop was, he could tell that I was embarrassed and I felt bad that I'd messed up both times. And he was like, look, you know, pay attention and let me go. You know, a lot of times being a police officer is kind of like being a babysitter. But it just so happens that the kids that you're watching may or may not be drunk, high, or walking around with an illegal file.
Yep.
It isn't registered, and they are probably felons. So,
well, I'd like to say if they're doing any of those things.
Up here in this area, walking around with a unregistered, I mean, in Vermont, you don't have to register a firearm at all. In New Hampshire, it's only if it's concealed.
There's no registration of firearms in New Hampshire.
Not
a registration.
Firearm, I mean a felon who's not supposed to have one registered.
I'm a felon. Can I defend my house?
Well, what was your felony for? Was it violent?
Yeah, it was murder. I didn't do it, but it was murder.
I imagine listening to you talk for about 5 minutes is probably as bad as being killed, but hey.
There. Well, all I can say is that, look, when you release somebody from prison and you tell them they can't have a gun, then you're basically saying that I'm at the whims of anybody who comes through. My town doesn't have a police officer. Are you saying that my wife can't possess a gun to protect herself, too?
If a felon wants a gun, a felon's going to get a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Only the felons that refuse to break the law because they don't want to go back to prison don't have guns, right?
Well, we're talking about the accountability of police. Now, a lot of times,
dodge that.
No.
Let's just go on around the obvious issue that felons should be able to protect themselves.
If they do anyway, an issue.
Hold on. Are you saying that I have a gun at my house? Because you've never been there.
I might
very well, and you wouldn't know, but that's kind of the point, that these laws are stupid.
I don't ask you if you have a gun because I have a gun, and if you come after me and act stupid, well, then
I promise not to
defend myself. I know you won't. What I'm saying is, around here in Indianapolis, the police generally do turn each other in because there's this thing called the press, okay? And I know you get some bad cops, but it's not the majority of the police. I say it's maybe 10% that are real, that really should not be anywhere near.
I've heard it's the opposite.
How come the police? Well, how come the good police aren't arresting those 10%? Because I just don't see that happening.
No, they're not.
Well, I don't see it happening.
It happens around here. It happens around here. We had a.
I'm glad it does. Indianapolis must be the one pure just place in America because I've been doing this show for 10 years. And I was, believe me, totally pro-cop when I started doing the show.
Hey, I remember that.
You guys are pissed off because you can't walk around in public smoking a doob.
I don't smoke doobs.
I mean, I have been in public smoking pot.
He'll smoke a doob anywhere. He doesn't care.
That one cop you didn't like, so he's your model. You guys are mad at one cop.
No, that's not true.
I'm mad because I've watched video after video of cops kicking people to sleep.
As opposed to how many police officers are there in the United States, and what were the circumstances of that particular video that you watched where the cop was...
It's not a particular video. It's myriad videos. And the fact is in many cases, you'll find police officers standing around or ones coming to assist. This is the problem that I have here is that I don't find that police officers stop other police officers when they begin to act violent and outrageous.
There are very few instances. It does happen, but...
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to talk in generalities, I'll give you that maybe 10% of the police officers nationwide should not be cops.
Fine.
Yeah. Now,
Dave, thanks.
For you to say that over half shouldn't be cops.
Who said that?
I didn't. I said I've heard the opposite. I know former cops who will say that the entire department was corrupt.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good
night. Yeah, you can
that's
believe
the difficulty,
you
right?
Thanks for the call.
When somebody calls in this show as a police officer and says that his department was corrupt from top to bottom,
this wasn't a caller. This is someone I knew personally in Florida.
We've had callers call and say things just like that,
right.
though.
I mean, but Mark, you could make the argument that, well, a caller could be anyone. You know, anyone can call and say anything. But this is a person I knew personally as a former detective from New York City. And that's what he told me. So why would he BS me on that one?
Oh, we also had a police trainer that we met in real life.
Right.
And this looked like one of the baddest mamma jammas I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and I spent
legit
8.5 years in prison. And he said that he quit being a police trainer because the quality of the recruits was diminishing rapidly.
And he specifically said only 10 to 15% of the recruits were actually decent recruits for being a cop.
And he said that to our faces in real life,
yep,
standing there in front of him, he said that they were badge heavies. Many of them got in because they wanted to be tough, rough and tough police officers and have the ability to arrest people they wanted to arrest.
Yeah, throw their weight around, so to speak. That's what he said. That was his term, the badge heavy. That's
right,
what they call it.
And I'm not claiming police are bad people. I would not claim that. But the thing is that you just can't say anything in America about police officers generally without getting trouble. All I'm saying is this, is that you're never going to know what good protection services look like unless there's competition in the marketplace of protection services. I will further say that we will save tremendous amounts of money, and America will be a peaceful, more peaceful place if we eliminate the war on drugs. And I have watched it time and again where police organizations, be it chiefs of police or police unions or whatever, come and testify at the State House in Concord, and I imagine they do it every place else, against laws that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana and other drugs.
Yeah. It happens. Let's go.
You can't claim to be just enforcing the law and then go lobby for laws. You
Andrew
can't claim both.
In Indianapolis, also listening to WIBC. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, good evening.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a rebuttal for your caller from Virginia Beach that was talking about, you know, police are there to enforce the law. My question is, she brought up Baltimore. When the riots were going on in Baltimore, why were those laws not being enforced? There were people's businesses being broke into. There were people's cars being flipped over and fired.
Ah, let's talk about that. Stand by, if you don't mind. We'd like to bring you back for that discussion. More with Andrew. And your call is welcome at 855-450-FREE. Why weren't the police stopping people from breaking in storefront windows in Baltimore? I suspect they have an answer for that. I'll speculate on it. But you can also share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, talking about everything from Edward Snowden to open container laws, the police, and discretion. You know, what about the police? Can they actually use discretion? Well, the answer is yes. They're not just blindly enforcing the law, which apparently some people want them to do. And for me, I find that a crazy idea for them to just blindly enforce the law. These are terrible laws in a lot of cases.
I see. I disagree with you. I think the police should blindly enforce the law. But
that's
the only laws that they should have are the laws that we want, that we really need. I think the idea
not the case.
I think the idea of passing laws with half, absolutely, 100%, passing laws that, by 50%, of the vote in the House of Congress or whatever. I think these are terrible ways to come up with good rules. I mean, we should be able to see after 200 years what we've got, and what we've got is kind of a mess.
All right, we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here. Our number is 855-453 if you want to join us. But I was, I've got the Next Issue app on my phone, and you can have it as well. You can actually go and grab a free trial for 30 days over at nextissue.com/FTL. Imagine for a moment getting access to well over 100 magazines, I think close to 150. I don't know what the exact number is, but it's a lot of magazines for the cost of two magazines at the newsstand. You get access to all of them, including back issues. It's amazing.
It's a good deal.
That's what Next Issue can do for you. I mean, we're talking about not some obscure magazines, because I don't even know if obscure magazines exist anymore. We're talking about the big-name magazines, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Vogue, Cosmo, Rolling Stone, People Magazine. These are the big names. National Geographic's in their Consumer Reports. I was just looking through Consumer Reports the other night, and just during the break, I'd pulled up the most recent issue of Maxim, not because I'm really looking for the articles in Maxim, but they got the pictures, so you can do that. And whatever your interests are, you're going to find multiple magazines in Next Issue's roster that you're going to love. And maybe some you've never even tried before because, well, you couldn't bring yourself to spend $5 on Pet Fancy or whatever. I'm not sure if that's in their list. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, you get to try new things here because it's only as little as $10 per month to get basically access to a bunch of magazines, more than you could possibly read. Plus, you get more than what's in the magazine. Not only are you getting the magazine on the same day they hit the newsstands, but you also get lots of interactive features, photos and videos that aren't in the magazines on newsstands. It's access to the most popular and trusted magazines anywhere on your tablet or phone, and you get 30 days for free as a trial over at nextissue.com/FTL. You can read up, weigh up on all of your interests, maybe find a new interest. Nextissue.com/FTL. Let's go back to Andrew in Indianapolis. Now, you had asked the question, Andrew, and don't let me put words in your mouth. Please correct me if I'm wrong here. But the question was about the police and them using discretion on the nights of the protests and the riots in Baltimore several weeks ago, where there were storefront windows being demolished, for instance, and looting going on. You were saying that in a lot of these circumstances, you were wondering where the police were. Is that right?
Exactly. And it was kind of rebutting the calls you guys had from Virginia Beach that said that the police should enforce all of the laws all of the time. And as I watched on TV, I watched these four people on TV that lived in this community angry that their businesses, their homes are being robbed, looted, cars set on fire, and I didn't see any police stopping it. And I'm just kind of curious why.
I think we're to be left with the idea that they just couldn't. What do you think about situations where they just can't, like physically can't go in there and do something? Should they just charge forward, unconcerned with life and limb?
I think when it is something that is harming others, that they have to. That is their job, as far as I'm concerned, is to do those hard activities.
Were they there observing and doing nothing, or were they just nowhere to be found?
They looked to be observing. The reports that I was watching, they formed a line on one street and kind of let everything happen in front of them, and people were just acting a fool in front of them, and nothing was being done about
that. That seems like real bad. I would say that that's not. I feel like they should step in. I mean, it is purportedly their job to protect life, liberty, and property.
In many cases, they retire after 20. They get retirement after 20 years because their job is more dangerous than other jobs. They're not on the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America, but they. This is the idea. Is this? They've lobbied for better pay and. Shorter time to retirement because, you know, their job's tough.
So I can relate a situation from my experience. I was involved in, not as a rioter, but I was down in the riots that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire.
You're the press.
I was the press, and I recorded video footage of a lot of it, and actually a lot of that footage was used to convict many individuals of said rioting. And I'm fine with that. In fact, I went over and turned the footage over to the police so they could have the highest possible quality.
You hate the police!
Copy of it, right? But there was a situation wherein, and I got video footage of this, and it's pretty amazing, where the probably 200 people or more, maybe 300 or 400, it's hard for me to estimate numbers, lots of people on one of the college streets were chucking bottles at one another. Now, some of them were empty, some of them weren't, but there were a lot of bottles and cans of beer being thrown, and that's a dangerous thing. If somebody gets hit in the head by one of those bottles, that could be serious head injuries and, you know, bad times. So the police were in the vicinity, but they were not on the street exactly. There were police all the way down one end of the street, and then there was another line of cops sort of just around the corner from the street on which the bottle war was transpiring. And so I had the same question as you did. Is these cops presumably knew that something was happening? Like, it's obvious there was serious commotion on this particular street. Hundreds of people in the street, and the other streets didn't have that level of intensity, I guess, with the amount of people and things happening. And so I'd ask the police, well, why were you just standing there? Why weren't you doing anything to protect people, to go in and stop these people from throwing these bottles? Why weren't you doing anything? Because it wasn't like they didn't have shields and helmets. They did. So they were better prepared to go into a bottle war than any of the people that were on that street at that time. So I'd ask them, well, why didn't you go and do that? And they said, well, we had it contained. And that was their answer. They had contained the fighting that was going on and ultimately did not choose to put their own officers into any kind of harm's way to stop the violence that was going on in the moment. And I feel like the police, if they're going to do one thing, they should stop people when they're being violent towards one another, when they're destroying other people's property. I think those are two very important things. Another sort of version of your answer to your question, there was also the police scanner. We had the Keene police scanner here in town at that time, that night, by the way. Usually the Keene police scanner's got like 5 people listening to it. There were over 300 people tuned in on that particular evening. And at one point, I heard them actually speak over the airwaves that there was a call that had come in from somebody who owned a house in the college neighborhood where all this riotous behavior was going on, and that they were wondering why the police had not responded to their call when they had like some college kids like fighting in their front yard or like tromping through their bushes or something like that. And the police's response was, "We have not prioritized those calls." So they had certain things that they believed were a priority that they wanted to respond to. And I don't blame them for that, right? You only have so many resources. You can only send so many officers so many places. So you want to go to the most important, the most dangerous, or whatever situations. That would be their excuse as to why no cops were in the area. But if what you're saying is the cops were there and they were doing nothing when people were having their property vandalized or people were fighting or whatever, then, yeah, that seems like a clear dereliction of duty, in my opinion. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think so. I think they're put in a tough spot like that. What I think really happens, in my opinion, is they, you know, the politicians want to have this huge blanket of laws, rules, and regulations, and then kind of handpick what they want their police officers to enforce here and there, depending on the day. And sometimes they almost treat them like, to me, like puppets. They're like their own property. I mean, it's people protection.
They're minions.
So, you know, if you're going to have all these rules and regulations, then why is someone being busted carrying a can of beer down the street and someone's business being busted into and nobody doing anything?
Andrew, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Tim. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Go ahead, sir. Going great.
I just wanted to comment on the last caller from Virginia Beach, how, you know, she you know, thinks that everyone should follow the rules and all that. And I agree with you guys that the cops aren't following the rules. I deliver pizzas. I see cops, you know, speed and roll through stop signs all the time, and it's a double standard, and it's ridiculous. And to the point of the open container, not only do we have open container laws here in Virginia Beach, we have a drunken public law here in Virginia Beach. I have bar a mile and a half down the street from my house. I can do the responsible thing and walk up there and drink beer and walk home, but I could get thrown in jail for doing so.
So instead you're driving.
Yeah.
That's a crazy law. If you've got more to share, you're welcome to, but you'll have to stand by for that. I always love Pizza Dude stories, if you've got them. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.